Theme: the power of the mind. I bear the same surname as a poet from the 16th century whose name is Sir Edward Dyer. This particular poem is perhaps the most famous poem that he ever wrote down. It's called "My Mind to Me a Kingdom Is." And each time I read it, I'm reminded of the great power that lies within my invisible self, this thing that we have come to call our mind. His attitude, his belief in the ability of each and every one of us to use our mind to create the kind of world that we would like to live in and to have for ourselves, is expressed poetically in this wonderful poem. My mind, to me, a kingdom is, such present joys therein I find, that it excels all other bliss that world affords or grows by kind. Though much I want, which most would have, yet still my mind forbids to crave. No princely pomp, no wealthy store, no force to win the victory, no wily wit to salve a sore, no shape to feed a loving eye. To none of these I yield as thrall, for why my mind doth serve for all. I see how plenty suffers oft, and hasty climbers soon do fall. I see that those which are aloft, mishap doth threaten most of all. They get with toil, they keep with fear, such cares my mind could never bear. Content I live, this is my stay. I seek no more than may suffice. I press to bear no haughty sway. Look, what I lack, my mind supplies. Lo, thus I triumph like a king. Content with that, my mind doth bring. Some have too much, yet still do crave. I little have, and seek no more. They are but poor, though much they have, and I am rich with little store. They poor, I rich. They beg, I give. They lack, I leave. They pine, I live. I laugh not at another's loss. I grudge not at another's gain. No worldly waves my mind can toss. My state at one doth still remain. I fear no foe, I fawn no friend, I loathe not life, nor dread my end. Some weigh their pleasure by their lust, their wisdom by their rage of will. Their treasure is their only trust, a cloaked craft their store of skill. But all the pleasure that I find is to maintain a quiet mind. My wealth is health and perfect ease, my conscience clear, my choice defense. I neither seek by bribes to please, nor by deceit to breed offense. Thus do I live, thus will I die. Would all did so as well as I. Sir Edward Dyer. The power of the mind. To be rich, to be quiet. To enjoy despite not having to chase after things, to go within, to contemplate the kingdom that is your mind. My mind to me, a kingdom is.